everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are talking about all our favorite products for the fall camping season.
From bikes to grills to shoes to games, we have something for every traveler and every budget.
Plus, an interview with Rachel Hirsch of Camp Casual, who joins us to talk about her family's business and how they are introducing a bit of vintage fun into the world of camping dishware.
You may have maxed out your RV slush fund for the year already, but we are going to tempt you to reach a little deeper into those pockets for the fall camping season. This is episode 54, the official RV FTA 2015 Fall Gear Guide. Before we head into our fall gear guide, we wanted to really remind everybody that we always recommend See America posters, prints, mugs, all that good stuff on the SeeAmericaProject.com website. And we still have an active 15% off coupon code. And what is that coupon code?
RVFTA.
RVFTA. You can
remember
that, people. Okay. So we had that to remind you of. And then also, if you're interested in looking back at some of our older gear guides, episode 31 was the spring gear guide. Mm-hmm. And we like to pick products that are really, you know, they're useful all year long. It's not necessarily just stuff for spring. And the 2014 holiday gift guide was episode 10. And we even used some kind of different bizarre Christmas reggae music in that episode, which may in retrospect have been like a complete mistake.
I
think it's the only episode we changed the music.
Yeah, well, so anyway, I haven't listened to
But let's
to it
dive in because we've got gear. We want to talk about gear for the fall.
Yes.
So what do you
One
got first?
One thing before we dive in to our gear. I want to be very clear on something. Nobody can pay to be on our gift guide. Our gear guide at all. Every single product on this gear guide was selected by us. It's things we use. Now, we sometimes get sent products to try out. That is true of Camp Casual because we have a relationship with them. And also
and
Toast,
the Toast Type products.
Because we use their products and we really like them, but there is no payment. There's no sponsorship. There's nothing. They'll just say, hey, we have a new product. Do you like it?
You can't buy us for the price of a pie iron.
No.
In other words.
And we use it and we're like, we love this and we're happy to recommend it to people. So I know that sometimes people are like, is this advertising? It is not. Everything else on this gear guide this week, we purchased with our own money and you cannot pay to get on our gear guide. That's absolutely 100% true.
And almost everything we've used for months now, and some of the products we've used
for years
now. Mm-hmm. So we really do want to also recommend things that we think are on the durable side.
Right.
Okay?
Because we need durability in our
now,
life.
Now, you're breaking this down into some sections here. So let's give everyone a whole sneak preview of the whole show. Why don't you do that? What are the sections of the fall gear guide?
We are going to start out with apparel.
Apparel.
Yep.
This is kind of new.
Yeah. And then we're going to go into food-related items.
Okay.
Food and cooking,
Then we're
going
to cut to a great interview with Rachel Hirsch from Camp Casual, kind of break things up a little bit.
That's right. And then we're going to move on to biking. Okay.
A biking-themed section.
Biking-themed
Because we can ride bikes with our boys now.
Yes.
They are flying around on the bikes.
That's been a big deal this year for us.
An epiphany.
So that we decided we would talk about our biking equipment and then also games and accessories to finish up with.
And just generally speaking, we have products here from $10 to the bikes for, I don't know, $400
or
something.
We'll talk about
a wide range of prices. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Always.
So what's first?
Okay. So we're going to start out with apparel first. And we both bought new hiking boots this year.
That's right.
That was the first purchase for me in almost 10 years.
I remember you buying your hiking boots. The boys were not born yet.
Oh, no. They were
and
long.
You had them for
born.
A long time, and you never loved them.
No, they weren't great, but they were fine. And I'm kind of one of those people that gets sucked into that. If something isn't awful, or if it's suitable.
Stephanie will keep them for a decade.
I really hate to replace them. I hate getting rid of something that is just fine, right? This is just fine. Well, finally, this year I had a 2-year-old on my back, you know, in the hiking backpack.
That's right.
We do tons of hiking. And I said at the beginning of the season, you know, this is ridiculous. I have a pair of hiking boots that isn't that great. And I really spent a lot
They never really
of-
broke in. They were L.L. Bean boots.
Yeah.
And we almost always love L.L. Bean yeah. products. But those L.L. Bean hiking boots, they never comfortable
right.
for you.
No,
yeah.
they were
so
fine.
So what did you get okay. for your new hiking boots? And you love them.
I really love them way more than I thought. I think maybe because for 10 years I had a pair of hiking boots that were just fine.
Right.
I was surprised to have a pair that just fits so well. So I have the Keen Voyager women's hiking
you
boots.
You little hipster, you, with your Keen hiking boots.
I know.
You're so cool and outdoorsy.
But they're affordable. For hiking boots, I felt like $115 retail. That's without a coupon or anything, and you can always find a coupon.
I personally don't think you're going to get really good hiking boots for much less than $100. Right. $100 mm-hmm. is almost sort of entry level.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So they're available from L.L. Bean, so that's always a good place for coupons, you know.
Sure.
Or REI, if you're part of their rewards, you know, their mm-hmm. rewards program, then you get that discount
and
at the end of the year.
Both places have great return mm-hmm. policies.
Right. Okay, so those were mine. I love them. They broke in so easily, so comfortable, used them all summer.
And they're stylish.
Yeah.
And they're cool because they're Keen. Right.
Right. So, do you have stylish and cool new hiking boots?
I also bought new hiking boots. I had Merrells, which I liked, and I never totally loved them, but I liked them. Mm-hmm. And my issue is that I have wide feet. I'm just going to confess that on
super
air.
Super duper
okay,
duper
I hope,
wide.
I hope that we're not losing podcast subscribers as we speak. I have wide feet, so I needed something with more width to it. And New Balance is one of the only brands out there that really has everything in stock in wide sizes. So I bought the, where is it?
The men's
New Balance Mid-Country Walkers.
They're the 1569s.
And their model number, they give model numbers at New Balance.
Oh, they're
the 1569s. And I've bought a lot of New Balance over the years, and I'm not like under the impression that they're cool. I know they're not cool. And Stephanie kind of laughs at them, but they're really good quality.
Absolutely.
I had the second I put them on, I have never had more comfortable mm-hmm. hiking shoes. And they call them mid-country walkers.
Which
so you're not gonna, yeah, love. I know it sounds like I'm like 95 years old with like my double walking stick, you know. They're not for the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're hiking with the kids like 4 miles max,
yeah,
maybe
five miles yeah.
max. These are perfectly rugged enough mm-hmm. and they're comfortable. I think they're very attractive looking. They just don't have the hip name brand.
They are. I think that you wouldn't look at them. The colors are nice. It's the brown
with a little,
with
orange,
a little
trim.
Orange, right? So it's, you know, they really do look nice. And the logo is also sort of monochromatic on there. So it's not like you're getting this big, like,
she is grinning from ear to ear as she talks about my New Balance.
I think you're it's funny because, and you know that I'm not a labels kind of person, but it's just funny.
But
to
we all know what
Keen
brands are
New
like
Balance.
Hip and cool in the kind of outdoor world.
Yeah. So that's why you listen to RVFA because we do
and
things
I,
like recommend New Balance.
I have to say, I don't always like to say go buy things on Amazon. I bought them. They were like 50% off, mm-hmm. which is one reason I bought them.
And yeah.
In fact, I wish I had bought two pairs
okay,
at that
so
price.
So the retail price on those is $129.
No, that's the sale. That's
oh, okay.
the L.L. Bean sale price. The retail price is $179.
But you can get them for even
I got them for like
$80. Yeah.
They're on LLbean.com right now for $129. Okay. But I just think they're really good quality. I use them all summer. No blisters. Lots of comfort on our hikes.
Okay. So the next item of apparel. Okay. We're going to the kids now. We recommended our hike. Hiking boots. We really love them as a new purchase this year. Now we're moving on to kid apparel. These are our sweatshirts. Our boys, they have girls too.
Hooded.
Fleece lined camp hoodie by L.L. Bean.
Awesome.
Yeah. We got these for the boys for the first time 2 years ago. And they actually got two seasons out of the first.
Because we always buy big
mm-hmm,
for the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we just got a new round for all three of them. And they're going to have fleece-lined hoodies too. Now, why are fleece-lined hoodies so great if you're camping in the fall?
They're really warm. They're really cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Why else?
But they're not bulky like coats.
It's not like a winter coat. Exactly.
So you're in that shoulder season, mm-hmm. right, where the last thing your kids want to do is put on those puffer coats, and everything. But the temperatures, especially when you're camping in the early morning or in the late evening, do drop pretty low, depending on where you are. So it's so nice to have actually a warm, outer shell
they're
layer.
Also, I have the adult version of this. Of course I do. I had them first. They are really cozy. Mm-hmm. They are really incredibly comfortable,
right.
And they're great for physical activity and running around or hiking or playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in a coat when you're hiking.
And our
it's not
boys
comfortable.
Don't want to be in
so
a
these
coat.
These are great for fall hikes.
Okay. And I'd also say one other thing I like about them is that it's easy to layer with a rain coat, a rain jacket,
good.
Which is also nice
if
in the fall.
If you buy the raincoat a little bit on the large side.
I mean, which we do. I guess we don't buy tight things like that. We buy quality that we want our kids to grow
into
for
get
a
two
little
seasons.
While.
And the Ella Bean quality is great on these. The boys wore these like crazy and they still are in really good shape.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I've got the bigger sizes now. We're just waiting for Wes to get old
to
enough
step in
to
he'll
fit
have
into
two
them.
Of them.
He will. In blue and red. He'll get to
Wes
choose.
Wes is getting double hand-me-downs because he's got twin brothers.
Okay. So that's our apparel. Two pairs of hiking boots and our fleece-lined hoodies for the kids from Ella Bean. Now we're going to move on to cooking and food-related items.
Very important for fall camping.
Well, we did do a little more focus this summer on food, and people heard our grilling, right, episode
right.
at the beginning of the year. That was part of my spring sort of resolutions, too, because I've always loved food so much, and yet three kids and a lot of travel sort of, took the joy out of it for me.
It's like work and not mm-hmm. fun because the mm-hmm. kids are banging around at your feet. But the boys are getting older and it's mm-hmm. getting a bit easier for you to cook and prepare food.
Yeah. I think that's important as parents that we always like look back to who we were before the kids came along and try to like recapture, not everything, we're different people now, but like try to recapture some of the things that we did like before sort of like the tsunami of like
riding
babies
bikes,
and everything
which we'll
right,
get you later.
Hit us. So anyway, I wanted to recommend first of all the Nutri Ninja Auto IQ blender. Now, this is $125. You can get it for under $100 easy with a coupon at Target or Kohl's or any of those places on a regular basis. They're on sale. But the reason why I want to recommend this is not because it is the most amazing extraction blender out there. It isn't. The Vitamix is. And everybody that knows anything about blenders knows this.
How much is the Vitamix?
$500.
Okay.
So I have a lot of friends with the Vitamix and I'm hugely jealous of their lot in life. Okay. They have the Vitamix. But what happened was my blender, which was 25 years old and had been given to me by someone because that's how I am. I have to use something till it absolutely goes kaput, finally broke this past year. And I just did not feel like we could spend $500 on a Vitamix. I mean,
that would have been painful for you.
I couldn't do it.
And frankly, we could have bought one. But Stephanie would have agonized over it and thought of all the other things we could have done with that money.
Yeah, exactly. That's always what I do. What else could I buy with that money? So I wasn't, I wanted to look for a solid alternative to that. And I wasn't sure how this was going to do. Well, anybody that listens and that reads our blog knows that I use my blender all the time for smoothies.
Almost every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
For other stuff too, blending soups, whatever. Oh, salad dressing. Like I make my own Caesar dressing in this blender, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't believe what a good job this blender does. I can put an apple. Like I can just cut up chunks of apple and throw it in the smoothie. And you do not know that there's apple in that smoothie. Kale, spinach. It totally breaks it down.
So let me ask you this, and I honestly don't know. Why is the other one so much more expensive? What does it do that this one doesn't do? What's the deal?
Look, I think that the Nutri Ninja can handle probably the amount of extraction that the Vitamix has? No. But I haven't like come up against its limit. I thought, okay, it might not get the pulp out enough so that it's smooth enough to sort of fake the kids out from spinach or whatever. It does.
Notice that Stephanie says she hasn't come up against its limit. And that's how we test products, people. We push these products to their limit, or we try to.
And also, I feel that it hasn't reduced its performance at all. I started using this back in January. It's now September. And like I said, I use
every
it
day, yeah.
heavily. Now, another thing that I like is that it comes with the containers. You screw on the blade top and like flip it over upside down on it. Now you can unscrew that and put on the drinking tops. And I was sending you to school during the day. Like last year, I would make us each a smoothie to bring with us.
And boy, did I get in trouble when I didn't bring that home.
Oh, I hated that. Yeah. So it came with three and then with three.
Oh, it came with three. Okay.
Yeah, three and then three screw on tops that you can drink out of. So it was really nice in the morning when we were all getting ready for work. And I'd make you one and give it to you to go. And then I'd make me one and go with
great
it.
Great product so far. Yeah. If that changes, you'll let everybody know.
Yeah, absolutely. So far, it's working great for me and I'm really happy with it. So if you're looking for a budget option, and if you can afford the Vitamix, then awesome. And tell me how much you love it. And maybe one day I'll spend the $500 on it. Okay. So the next item that we want to talk about.
Our new Weber grill, mm-hmm. which we bought at the beginning of the summer, mm-hmm. end of spring, beginning of summer. It's the Weber Q1000 liquid propane grill. We bought it for $189. It was very easy to put together. It starts really easy. Great push-button ignition. Mm-hmm. Now, if you listen to our grilling episode, you know that I wanted to grill more this summer. That was one of my resolutions. And I didn't grill as much as I wanted to, but I did grill more.
Yeah,
I did make lunch mm-hmm. a few times. I did make dinner a few times. This is very easy to use for the non-grilling man, I suppose.
Right.
And the whole reason we bought one, to harken back to that episode, is that the RVQs, you know, the barbecues that come with the RVs tend to stink. They tend to be junky.
Ours is
they
awful.
Don't heat up evenly. This thing heats up really nicely, evenly. And it feels the quality. You can feel the quality of this Weber grill, compared to like the one that came with the RV that honestly feels like it costs like 99 cents to make mm-hmm. in some foreign country. This Weber grill really feels substantial.
I'm not saying
it was made in America.
Yeah,
but
no.
It feels good.
I have to say I was shocked at how much I love this grill. It heats up evenly and hot. And I was so relieved to be able to just throw stuff on the grill and get a good result. Even with things like it was just so much fun to be throwing peaches on the grill again this summer. Like I did that sometimes, just easy stuff that I used to do all the time. But that with the barbecue, with our RVQ grill, I honestly stopped because I was like ruining food. And as someone who
you were angry. You were getting angry.
Oh, absolutely, because it's not my fault.
Yeah, and it's almost a universal with people who use mm-hmm. the grills. And also, I'd say it's very compact. So it fits in our front storage bin, where we also recorded the podcast this summer when we were on the road. It fits really easily in the front storage bin.
Okay, and there is an sort of upscale.
Oh, there is. I didn't
even
know
that. There's the 2000. There's the Weber Q 2000.
Of course there is. What does that one do? Do the grilling for you?
That's a lot more
money. Did you get a price point on that?
No, it's in the 200s. So it was like in $289, like maybe $100.
So if you want something
more,
maybe a little, maybe it's bigger or
I'm not
more
exactly
heavy duty.
Sure. I didn't really research the difference, but I know there are sort of upgrade options available. But to me, I feel like this is going to last us forever. So for $189.
In retrospect, I feel that was a very good price. And like $249, even like mm-hmm. if it cost $70 more, I think it would have been worth it. And Weber's a trusted brand name.
Okay. So now, still on grilling. People are going to be like, what? This is my sort of out of left field RV recommendation.
But it's perfect for RVers.
It is. This, I can't believe it. So somebody, a friend of mine, got me a gift this year, this past spring, of a subscription to Raw Spice Bar. Okay. RawSpiceBar.com. And what they do is it's one of those monthly subscription services. Monthly, you get an envelope in the mail. And inside are three unique spice blends that all center around a certain theme. Okay, so it might be Jamaican, a Caribbean sort of a thing. Or it might be Southern barbecue kind of style spices, Hawaiian. It's regionalized. So you get three different spice blends. You get recipe cards for each of those spice blends. And you get a little card that has like a history, regional lesson on that kind of cooking and everything.
So it's fun too.
It's really nice packaging and everything. Right. And I'm going to put a picture. I have a picture of all my packaging and everything.
The more intellectual chef.
Well, here's the thing. I have recommended two things on this podcast before and on our blog. Meal planning before you go RVing because it really helps you cook. And spice blends.
Meal planning helps you cook and it helps you budget your time in a way where you mm-hmm. can have more fun.
Yeah. And I've done spice blends. I've said, you know what? Spice rubs are the perfect RV solution. I highlighted some from a camping cookbook that we reviewed, saying I love that because marinades, sometimes you feel like you kind of have to like have a bunch of different ingredients. Spice blends, I can sit there with my spice cabinet, make a couple in Ziploc baggies before we go, and I keep them in the RV. Well, this like does that for you, and it gives you the recipe cards. That's three meals right there with the spice blends already
made. And what
made.
Was your favorite one so far? The one that you like really feel like you made something great.
So not here, over here.
Her no, that's okay. On the spot here.
The Jamaican jerk fish tacos.
Those were good.
Right. Delicious fish tacos. We love fish tacos. And I was like, oh my gosh, look, Jamaican jerk. I like spicy. You know, I love spicy. So I did that. And you can
She just censored herself and didn't say that I don't love spicy.
And the kids
Like a little bit of a kick.
Yeah. So really great product. And I think it's funny because I think there's an RV application for that.
Absolutely.
You know?
And what's the price?
So it's $6 a month, and or you can get a 6 month subscription or a yearly subscription, and there's like a little discount. I think it's like 1 month free kind of a thing if you sign up for the
whole year. Sounds reasonably priced.
It really is if you love to cook, if you like interesting new foods, and if you understand the cost of good spices. You know, like if you just buy like the 99 cent whatever at the grocery store, then you might be like $6.
But it's a little more curated. You're getting the recipes.
Absolutely.
It's a little more fun. It's an experience and not just a product.
It is a little bit of a foodie product, a fun foodie experience.
Sounds
so
great to me.
I think it's a great product. Fun. Okay. And good gift too. So it might have to make a reappearance on our gift guide because it really is it.
And you could get it for a whole year or a half year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or month by month.
Okay. All right. Next. We love Toastites.
Yeah.
And in fact, we put the Toastite back on last year's, I think, spring gear guide. Mm-hmm. And it was my pick of the show.
Right.
Which we'll do that again at the end of the show. It was my favorite. Now, Toastite's out with a new product called the Toastite Tidbit. And it kind of looks the same.
It does. It looks the exact same.
But it makes four mini sandwiches, right? So it's kind of cute. It's kind of charming. And it makes more like bite-sized ones, maybe more for a snack or for the kids.
Right. It looks a little bit like what you would buy in like the freezer section for little mini appetizers.
Right.
So it's like your campfire version of that.
For a midnight snack.
You can do things like little s'mores in that easily with the he's reaching for it. He's trying to get it to bring it over. Right. So you could do it like with the bread in there, and then you could put your little Nutella and your little mini marshmallows, and then you could have these little mini bite-sized s'mores.
And we had Jan from Toastite on the show. Mm-hmm. She's a charmer.
Yeah.
These products, they're made in America. Mm-hmm. They're really high quality. We've just started using this.
Yeah.
We use the other one extensively.
Well, and the boys, their favorite new camp dinner became the mini pizzas.
The mini pizza sandwiches.
I made them for that one time, and Max in particular would request them over and over again, the mini pizzas. They love
How would
them.
You describe the size?
They're triangle.
Four bites,
you know,
four triangular bites of about what size?
You know, it's about, like I would say the triangles are an inch on all sides, so it really will look like something you would get out of like the freezer, you know, like the appetizer freezer section at the grocery store, but the nice part is you made it right around the campfire, and the kids will love this.
For us, you shouldn't be RVing without a Toastite product in the RV. Okay?
Very fun around the campfire.
Yeah, and if you don't have the original Toastite, go for it, right? Mm-hmm. This to me is like one to have in addition to the original.
Yeah, or right, exactly. You have the regular one, then this is a nice addition, especially for kids. Again, I think that introducing kids to food while you're camping and sort of them understanding preparing food in that way is very useful and helpful and important for getting them involved in the whole process, you know?
Sure.
So I think that things like this get them having fun around food and the campfire.
And being a little bit more involved in the preparation even.
That's what I'm saying. Thinking about ingredients, right? Like that's the whole key to getting our kids to eat better is when kids are having fun with ingredients, we know we get them eating more and better food. So it's sort of like a trick.
I said this when we originally reviewed the Toastite. It seals in the flavor. That's the miracle of the Toastite. Is it like if you just made a plain sandwich, it wouldn't be so flavorful. You do it as a Toastite sandwich and just like the flavor's packed in.
I know. We haven't had a Toastite in a while.
So our next product, we also have a big giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's next?
Okay, so the new Camp Casual product, and we featured Camp Casual dishes before on our holiday gift guide. So this is a 5-piece kids dish set. All right, it is the same sort of vintage styling and coloring as the regular Camp Casual dish set.
With a whole big dollop of cute.
Yeah, exactly. So then it has, you know, two little bears roasting marshmallows over a fire.
One of those little bears has two marshmallows and the other one has one marshmallow.
And they haven't said that's not fair yet.
They're not fighting yet.
Wait for
it. It's about to be a big fight around that campfire.
And then there's a little, you know, trailer, a little vintage
canned ham, dear. Yeah. Okay. An adorable little canned ham.
All right. And then there's a cup that if you're on our Instagram feed, and we'll, you know, obviously we have pictures of, we're going to have pictures of all of this up on the website, but on our Instagram feed, one of the pictures this summer had Wes drinking his smoothie out of that on the back of the bike.
And you like the size of this cup.
I do. I really like the size of the kid's cup. It's a good kid size.
This is about what a kid drinks.
And it also comes with a bowl. Yeah. A kid's bowl and a fork and a spoon.
So they're the right size for kid-sized portions. I have to say, like, it drives me crazy when I pour the kids a drink and they drink half of it.
Yeah.
So this is a good size for that.
And if you use any of those plastic, like the Silo cups, you know that they're way too big for a kid's.
Yeah. These are BPA-free. Mm-hmm. They're top rack, dishwasher safe.
Yes.
And our experience with Camp Casual products is they're very well made. Mm-hmm. And they're rugged products. You can drop them. You can throw them around. What are they made of again? I forget.
Melamine plastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're really a strong plastic, and they'll last a long time. Okay, yeah. The original set of Camp Casual dishes that we reviewed way back when is still running strong. Okay?
Absolutely, and now, under full and under regular use.
Rachel Hirsch from Camp Casual has agreed to give away a set here for our RVFT listeners. So how can someone win these dishes?
So we're going to have giveaways for a lot of this stuff on our gear guide every week as we go through the fall. We'll sort of feature a different product for a giveaway and we'll do
we're
it.
Celebrating
but we're
turning
starting
one.
Out with Camp Casual because it was officially, I think, our first
it may have been.
Giveaway.
It may, you're putting me on the spot, but it
I,
may have
I
been.
I think it was.
And it generated
one,
a lot
two.
Of excitement.
It did. And people love this product and were excited to win it when they did. So we were really happy to talk to Rachel and to like kind of get a little bit of the history behind the company because we felt like we grew up with them a little bit over the past
Absolutely.
Year and we've been happy to see their success and their launch of another product. So you're going to go to our website and enter your name into our email address into our contest hopper.
Right.
And that's going to put you in the running. It randomly picks a winner at the end of the week. You only have a week to do this because we're going to launch a new contest the next week. So.
And are there going to be pictures up of these products?
Yes.
In the show notes.
In the show
so
notes.
If you're listening and you're like, well, what does this look like?
Mm-hmm.
Head over to our website at rvfamilytravelatlas.com and the most recent post will have our show notes and it'll have a picture of all these items.
And that retails for $21.99.
So that's, I would say, a very good price, okay, for this product.
Right.
Now, we're going to be back in a second with an interview with Rachel Hirsch. She's the social director for Camp Casual. It's just a really charming family-run business. They're doing something new and exciting in the RV industry, and she was a lot of fun to interview, so stay tuned for that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are so excited to have Rachel Hirsch here, the social director for Camp Casual. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we feel excited to have you. We feel like it's been a long time coming because we've been kind of in contact on and off for almost a year.
Yeah, because you were one of the first products that we gave away. Not the first, but one of the earliest ones.
And everyone went bonkers during this giveaway. People were like running around screaming trying to get these.
Yeah,
these
and
dishes.
We loved it. You guys were actually one of the first, you know, people to contact us about our new products. So we were super excited as well.
Well, we have our fingers on the pulse of the RV industry.
Absolutely.
Of what's,
or wanna, at least their dishes.
You want to know what's next? You come to our podcast. So Rachel,
Perfect.
Tell us a little bit about you, about what you do, what your background is, and what you do for Camp Casual.
Yeah, absolutely. So my, you know, technical title is social director. I handle all of social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I help a little bit with marketing and just kind of, you know, the direction we're going in. My mom is actually the owner of the company and she's been in the RV business, I feel like forever. I grew up in this business. So when Camp Casual kind of came to fruition about a year ago, I wanted to jump on board and help in any way I could.
And did they need somebody younger to work all that social media nonsense? Was
Absolutely.
Mom like, I don't know how to do the Facebook, Rachel?
That's, she calls it the Facebook sometimes still. Absolutely. You know, I'm 26, so being on Facebook is kind of what my generation does. Mm-hmm. So setting up Facebook was actually very easy, but it's become such an integral part of our company, getting followers and getting the word out, you know, and it's just, it's very, very helpful, more than we ever thought so.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
You have the best product in the world and you're not out there on social media, nobody knows about
it. If you're not on social media, you don't exist. I mean, that's just the reality for a business. You can love that fact or hate that fact. So you have some other family history in the RV industry as well, right? Not just mom?
Yeah. My mom's been in it forever. My grandfather was in it. And then my aunt, she's never been physically in the RV industry, but she has a strong background in marketing. And so she and my mom kind of joined forces and created this little company.
And it sounds like the definition of a small family-owned business, correct?
Yes, it definitely is. You know, my mom is the owner. We all kind of help out with everything. My aunt does all of, you know, graphic design and marketing. We have an artist. Our account manager has been with our family, I feel like, forever and is like my sister. So we're all very, very close.
So where did this idea for these dishes come from? What was their origin?
Yeah, give us the origin story for Camp Casual, the aha moment.
Oh my goodness. So it was a little over a year ago, probably about a year and a half. My mom, you know, she's been in this business. She has her own firm. And she kind of turned to my aunt and was like, why aren't there durable, sturdy, cute plates in this business? You know, you have like the standard white melamine plates. You have like those speckled camping plates, but there was nothing that was like fun and retro and trendy. And, you know, retro is huge right now. Everyone wants the retro vintage deal. So she just kind of thought of it. And within 6 months, we had our first product.
That's awesome. And when we go to an RV show, like that is so confirmed to us because there are people gathered around. There's like lines to look at the teardrop campers, to look at the canned hams, to look at anything that's retro. So yeah, that's just like that great moment, right? Because literally there really are only one or two types of camping dishes out there besides a new, you know, what you guys are doing.
Exactly. And these are fun. And I mean, and what the great part about the dishes is that like every plate has a different design. There's something for everyone. You know, if you are an Airstream enthusiast, you can have the Airstream plate, you know, along with others. So it's a universal dish set and universal designs that I think really appeal to everyone.
Right. So on that note, Rachel, why don't you just explain to our listeners, what was the product that you launched with? What was the dish set? What did it consist of?
So our first dish set, it was a 12-piece dish set. It came with four large dinner plates, four small salad plates, and four bowls. And the four large plates each has a different vintage trailer on it.
And we've commented because we have these dishes and we've used these dishes and we've abused these dishes and they've held up. We officially endorse these dishes. They all look good together too, though, right? I mean, each one has a different RV on them, but then they also really look nicely together. The colors kind of form a nice combo.
Yes, exactly. They have all complementary colors. They all go together. So you can mix and match however you want and no one will be like, wait, you know, these are from five different companies. It's all very uniform.
And you guys say top rack dishwasher safe, correct?
Yes.
And yes. I have to say, I put them on the bottom rack all the time.
Don't tell people
but
that.
No, but the reason I'm telling you that is because they've held up fine. Okay. So the
Oh, awesome. Good. Yeah.
The official line is not to do it.
Yeah, but don't do it.
The point I'm trying to make is that they really are well made. And I'm not just saying that. They really held up.
And that was, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jeremy, because that was very, very important to us. We spent months of testing to make sure they were completely safe. You know, quality is our number one concern. They are FDA approved. They are BPA tested. Like, they've gone through every single test and approval that I think a melamine dish can go through.
Okay. And now our twin boys have had them for a year, too.
Another test.
It's really like the final test to see if the quality is good.
Now, this summer, we were on a very long trip. It was over 30 days. And we came home and in a package that was waiting for us, was your new product. It was really fun. The kids were so excited. They were opening it up and everything. So why don't you tell our listeners about the newest product that was here waiting for us when we arrived back from the Great Smokies this summer?
Yeah, I mean, your road trip sounds like so much fun. I followed it all on Facebook and I was so, so jealous.
It was fun.
We had a pretty good trip. It was hard to come back,
but the packages helped.
Yes, a nice little sweet homecoming. So basically this summer we introduced a 5-piece kids dish set because, you know, the 12-piece dish set is for everyone, but we wanted to give something, you know, to smaller kids because they're such a huge part of a family and, you know, family camping, and we wanted them to feel like they had their own little piece of Camp Casual. So we introduced this kid set. It has a sectioned plate, 3 different sections, a bowl, a small cup, and a fork and a spoon.
And we then, on our next trip, took them along and tested. We're testing them out. And I have to say, my favorite part was the little cups. I love that because...
Yeah, they waste a lot of...
Yes, they're the perfect size. Even, and you had said, I don't know if your older boys are going to be too old for this.
No, it's perfect.
But they actually, those cups were a good size. And I, you know, can go through a lot of those small plastic cups when we're on the road because I hate to be going through and washing cups all the time. So it was really nice to have those little cups that each of them could have, and they knew that they were their cups and with their water in it.
You know, kids are always pouring themselves drinks and not finishing them.
Exactly. No, and it, I love hearing that because one of our main concerns was that it kind of appealed to like too little of a kid and like where was that happy medium? But once I heard from you guys, I was like, great, let's make more of these.
Yeah, the size of that cup is very nice. I actually started serving them their smoothies in the morning in those,
it was like
a good little smoothie size. So it worked. They worked for us.
Yeah, and, you know, we like these so much. We use them at home too. So let's shift gears a little bit. What are some of the challenges for your company breaking into the RV and camping industry? Because in so many ways, they're both kind of like old-fashioned industries and not things don't change quickly, you know? That's and you guys are doing something, you know, retro but fresh and new at the same time. So what are the challenges? How do you get people's attention?
That's such a good point to bring up because that was another concern. You know, I mean, I think what really has made us successful is my mom. Like, she has been in this business for 25, 30 plus years. She knows exactly who wants what, when they want it, and why they want it. So with all of that knowledge, I mean, she was able to get the product into Camping World and all of these major distributors. And I mean, the challenge was, is that this, you know, this isn't like a new thing. People have dishes and mm-hmm. you're not going to spend money on new ones when you kind of already have what you know. Right. So that was, I think, a really big risk that we were taking, but it's proven to be immensely successful, you know.
Excellent. Where else can you purchase them? You mentioned Camping World. Any place else you would direct our listeners who want to buy a set?
You can buy them in Camping World, and a lot of local RV centers carry them. KOA Campground, it's in their magazine that they distribute. We're in there.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that's like their internal magazine for campground owners.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And funny story, actually, about KOA, just quick sidebar. During holiday season last year, there was like a gift guide, and I had just posted, someone's comment was like, what do I get someone who has everything in an RV? And I was like, well, actually, we have a 3-month-old product. And it just blew up on like a thread.
Well, so, Rachel, that's where I found you.
I know, exactly.
That's exactly where I found you. So, good job, girl.
The perfect that was the best social email. Media director. There you go.
There you go. Doing your job.
She earned her salary for the year on that one.
Perfect.
Well, in the sense that we promoted it last year and we did the giveaway last year, it sort of went mini viral in our world as well. I mean, people get excited about your products, you know?
But I think that you're right, Rachel, because it's taken me a long time as an RVer to not just put all of my like leftovers in my RV. I'm like classic that way. I don't like spending money. So, I'll put my old can opener, you know, out in my RV.
Exactly.
So I do understand what you're saying as a business owner, like you're knowing where you have to get. And I think that then you probably really want to reach the new RV owner, right? The person that hasn't stocked their RV yet.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, this newer generation of RV owners, you know, mm-hmm. the ones that are, or the vintage ones that are like really investing in like a classic Airstream and mm-hmm. they don't want you know, the run of the mill. While it's great dishware, it's not fun and exciting.
Right. Nothing new. Yeah.
No, I would think getting into the RV dealerships at point of purchase is important. Is that challenging too? Because it's kind of such a disorganized world in some ways. You know, camping world is one organization, but RV dealers are, most of them are family owned. And I would imagine that's kind of hard to get in there.
You know, it can be challenging at times. A lot of it is just personal outreach. You know, when we go to trade shows, we do street fairs. There are a lot of kind of smaller town things that we participate in, and then the word kind of gets out. You know, just a few days ago, I had a woman from the Netherlands on Facebook private message Camp Casual, and she was like, I want to feature these on my site, you know. And I looked at her site and I couldn't read anything, but it looked very cool.
It looked nice.
Vintage is a universal language.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, everyone can recognize vintage and retro. You know, these are the types of plates that are timeless, not to sound cliche, but they're always going to be fun. You know, it's not going to be like, oh, I remember those Airstreams. They don't exist anymore. It's like, I remember Airstream and I love them.
So what's next? What are some new products we could start to get excited about? What direction are you guys going in?
I mean, we're having so much fun, you know, between my aunt having these great design ideas and my mom just knowing the business and all of us kind of putting our heads together to create these great products. We will be having a large serving bowl, like a really big salad bowl that I think will be really fun for like around the campfire. You can put s'mores in there, you know, and of course it'll be BPA free, FDA tested, the same quality of, you know, care that we have with our other products.
Okay.
Excellent. I imagine there's also some secret products under development as well that you're not going to tell us about.
I can't give away all of our secrets, but I can say, you know, that we have been getting a lot and lot of questions and polite suggestions that we need some coffee mugs.
So not from us. We didn't say anything like that.
Just, you know, taking that into consideration. But, you know, we want to take the time necessary to really keep our product as great as it has been.
Right.
Well, so far, so good.
Well, thank you. And it's funny, you know, you see how much you love the kids cup. I've had adults, you know, contact me and be like, where's our size ones? Like, why do they get it first?
Yeah, well, you did. You did release the kid cup before you released the adult cup. And I had finally gotten to the point where I purchased some of the more like the nicer but plastic glasses, like cups for us in the camper. Because I hate having glass in the camper. I'm so scared the kids are going to break it and it's going to be all over the place. And I hate drinking out of like the red silo cup, you know?
Oh my gosh, I know.
It really is. When you spend enough time in your RV, you go, you know, I got to get something that's a little bit nicer for myself. So I've been on that like slow and steady path for a little while now.
So tell us what your favorite thing is about working with Camp Casual. What gets you excited the most?
Oh my goodness, that's such a tough question. I mean, it's my family. I mean, being able to kind of work with them and generate excitement about this product is great. I also travel a lot for work, and being able to kind of promote the Where Do You Camp Casual hashtag and like kind of, I don't want to say campaign, but just like fun little thing we do has been a lot of fun as well, to see, you know, getting other people involved and see where they love to enjoy our product, because that's what we're about. We're about our customers and our fellow RVers and campers who love camping and RVing and our product as much as we do.
Now, you've got kind of an interesting career going as well. So you're not just the social director for Camp Casual. So
yeah, you just alluded to the fact that you travel.
You travel.
Doing what, Rachel?
So what does Rachel do with the rest of her time?
Well, when I'm not being social director, and even when I am, I am a freelance reality television producer. So I'm on the road probably 80% of the year. Unfortunately, not in an RV, mostly on planes and minivans. But I've produced shows for Travel Channel, for Discovery, for HGTV. I'm currently working on a Food Network show. So it's a lot of fun to kind of take my dishes with me. All of my crew members, you know, kind of find it funny when they see the plates come out for the official picture. Exactly. When I was recently in Hawaii for a TV show for HGTV, and I like woke up super early to get to a, you know, you have to have like the typical Hawaii sunrise. And I'm out there like with the plates and like coffee and a towel, and I'm like trying to make it look pretty. Oh. All of my crew members thought that was pretty funny.
Well, Rachel, just so you know, the next time you're in Hawaii and you need to do a photo shoot and you want it to be a little more realistic with like people involved and stuff, we'll come out and we will be involved in your Hawaii photo shoot.
I'd also like to volunteer our three children for testing the new products.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to put them in a room with a bunch of your new products.
Throw the stuff against the wall.
Just sort of see how they hold up.
You know, just send them to New York. I'll babysit them for a weekend. We'll just have all of the...
Okay, are you for real on that one? You better watch what you say.
I feel so bad.
Because you're going to have three little boys at your door like tomorrow.
You're only got like 2-hour train ride away.
Yeah, and Jeremy will put them on NJ Transit.
Don't go offering free babysitting service to me.
I'll just send them home with all of our new products, and then they can be on the next show and talk about them.
Yes.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really look forward to all these great new products. We love sharing them with our listeners, and our listeners get really excited to see a new Camp Casual product out there.
And best of luck to your family.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you for your continued support. You guys have been so wonderful.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you back on the show someday soon.
Thanks so much.
All right. Happy birthday to Camp Casual.
Thank you. Happy birthday to RV Family Travel Atlas.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Rachel.
Bye.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed that great interview with Rachel Hirsch from Camp Casual. And thank you, Rachel, for coming on the show. And thank you for agreeing to give away a set of the kids' dishes. So now it's time to move into our special family biking segment of the Fall Gear Guide, because all of a sudden, we're a biking family. We're all riding bikes together. And it's I love it. You know, and I almost forgot how much fun it is to ride bikes, because when they were little, we just didn't do a whole lot of bike riding. So we've bought some new biking gear. We both bought new bikes in the last year, and we both really like our new bikes.
Yes.
So we'll start with mom and dad, and then we have a couple other things we'll recommend.
Okay. So we have our own bikes here to recommend, because we bought, I would say, fairly entry level good bikes.
Or just a little step above entry level.
You know, but quality bikes.
We both bought Trek bicycles, and I think it's fair to say we both love our bikes.
Yes.
And I'm just thrilled that we're both using them now on every camping trip.
Yeah. And I really like sometimes spending, it's not in my nature, you kind of push me a little bit in that direction, but spending that amount of money that will get me a product that then I'll have for years to come. And I really feel so good that, okay, well, we bought bikes, but you know what? We're going to be using these for years with our kids.
And we've used them so much this summer already.
Exactly.
So I bought the Trek Verve 1, which in terms of a Trek bicycle is definitely more on the entry level end. It's one of the cheaper ones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right,
the
and the Verve 1 is the cheapest.
Exactly, which is good, so because we're not like serious.
The MSRP is $439.99. I probably definitely paid about $50 or $60 less than that, because I don't ever pay full price for anything. It's just like a bad habit I have. It's a really nice bike. It's a stylish bike. It's fast. It's comfortable. It feels really well made to me, and I do feel like I'm going to have this bike for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and yours is more of a road bike.
I asked for something for light off-roading, which may been a little bit of a mistake on my part. So I have a pretty thin tire, so it's not really too usable for mountain biking. And I wish I had maybe, I love the bike, by the way, but I'm just saying, I wish maybe I did have something with a wider tire for a little bit more off-roading capability, because that's what you got.
That's what I got. So I got the Trek Shift 1. And again, there's Trek Shift 1, 2, 3, 4. I got the entry level at $439.99 also. So that had a slightly wider tire, because I think I bought mine after you bought yours, about a year or so.
And I had tried to go mountain biking. Mm-hmm. Like when I say mountain biking, like nothing radical.
Off-road. Trails.
Yeah, I did some off-road trails.
Yeah.
You can call it mountain biking. Yeah. And it just didn't work very well, frankly, because if you hit sand, you were done, basically. So you wanted something a little more sturdy.
I did want something more stable. And we were putting the kids' seat, which we'll talk about in a minute, on the back of my bike.
More stability.
I did want more stability. I thought, give me a thicker tire too for more stability.
Now, so. I ride your bike a lot because that's where the kid seat. We'll talk about that kid seat in a minute. So if I'm taking Wesley for a bike ride, I use your bike. Mm-hmm. And I like that off-road capability, but it's noticeably slower than my bike. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I ride my bike out on a road compared to your bike on a road, it is clunkier is not the right word, but it's a slower bike. But what I'd recommend is for a husband and wife, if you're thinking about getting new bikes, because the kids are hitting that age where you're all going biking, buy them at the same time and get the same type of tire so that you both have the same capabilities. So Steph and I have bikes with two different capability sets.
Yeah.
Because we used to not bike together, right? I mean, I might go for a ride, you might go for a ride, but now we're all riding together and you want to like plan it out a little bit better than we did. But we both love the Trek bikes.
Yeah. So now, again, we just referenced the kid seat. Now, this was part of why we didn't do kid seats or bike trailers with the boys. With my older two, when you have twins, you enter into this world of double the expense for certain things. And sometimes that really holds you back, like with hiking backpacks. Like to buy two quality hiking backpacks at the same time is so expensive. And that really kept us sometimes from like getting that gear like that. We'd be like, that is a lot of money to spend, you know? So the bike trailer thing, all of that was.
We never wanted
to
drop $500 for something because those bike trailers can be $300, $400, $500.
Yeah.
And we never wanted to drop that on something that felt like a more temporary item.
It did feel so temporary. But then what has happened is, right, the boys have gotten old enough that now they learn to ride their bikes this summer. And we've got a little guy. We've got a 2-year-old.
We're enjoying being the parents of a singleton.
In some ways, this kid has to come along for the ride. Yep. You know, like,
so we needed a bike seat.
So we needed a bike seat. And I love this bike seat. We got the Thule Ride Along Child bike seat.
Which is not a tow behind bike seat. It attaches to the back of the seat.
The seat. And it retails between $180 and $220.
Which sounds expensive to me when you look at it.
Yes, but I bought what was recommended. We have a local bike store that's very reputable.
Love them.
Yeah, they're so good. And this, they were like, this is what we recommend. This is the safest option out there. And that's super important to me when I was nervous about putting a kid on my bike. So I'm not going to get into a debate about front carriers, back carriers,
personal
trailers.
Personal decision.
They really highly recommended this. And so I went with it. It takes up to 48.5 pounds. In child weight. So that means that Wes is going to be able to sit back there for a long time, which is great because we want him to be able to come along until he can independently
and he loves
ride.
It. Yeah. He loves riding in his bike seat.
Loves going for bike rides in that seat. Is as chill as possible back there. I love the 3-point harness. Okay. The adjustability of the straps is incredible, which anybody that ever has to adjust straps on a car
seat,
everything.
Or on a stroller. It can be so annoying if they're not designed well.
You want to pull your hair out. The adjustability on these straps is amazing.
Very easy.
It also has foot straps that hold their feet down if they tend to be the type of kids to kick you.
Yeah. And I think if you buy Thule products, you know, lightweight but sturdy.
Yeah.
Right? This is a lightweight product, but it feels very well made.
I have one thing about it. It rattles when you ride without a child in it. Now, that is easily fixable because it has a quick release that if you use the key, there's like this little key thing that you can actually take it off your bike in one little step.
Yeah, but we never
do.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if the rattling bothers you, then just take it off when you're not riding it without a kid because it kind of jumps a little bit.
That's a good point. And I have noticed that actually.
Yeah, and I don't really like it because it, you know, bike riding is so peaceful and quiet and nice usually. So then when I'm riding without a kid and it's like, but I just never have gotten around to taking that step and remembering, just take it off.
Now, there's another product for young Wesley that we love, love, love and highly recommend because he loves it so much.
Oh my gosh. So this is another bike product. We bought our first balance bike. Now these are not new. People have been like raving about balance bikes for a few years now. They've gotten more and more popular. We got the Strider 12 Sport no pedal balance bike. And retails for $119.99, but you can get the classic. You know, the Sport has like a few more features. You get the classic version, which I think
extra features can you put on a pedalless balance bike?
Well, it's, you know how lightweight that
Okay.
Balance bike is. It's a lighter, it's an aluminum lighter weight material.
Oh, better material.
It's huge. Yeah. And it also has some of the adjustability features are easier because there are no tool involved. So I went with the more expensive option. But you can get the classic for $89.99.
And Wes, take Wes to a park or a campground, put him on a Strider bike, and he becomes a rock star.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at Wes.
They
Everybody's
can't even
like, look at that kid flying around the campground.
Mm-hmm. And he picked up on how to use this balance bike probably within a day. We were at one of our first campgrounds of the year at the beginning of the summer. I pulled that baby out. He was on it. He was zooming around.
He begs for it now.
Yeah. And another thing is that he is starting to now pick up his feet when he rides on it. So he can actually cruise with his feet up, which means that technically he knows how to ride a bike because
That's the hard part,
balancing himself. So now I think that what's going to happen is he's going to be able to move to a regular pedal
bike. That's the whole idea.
Much earlier and then be able to keep up with all
of
us.
The kid's going to want to drive a car when he's 10 and it's all going to go back to the Strider bike.
No, he wants to do everything ahead of the curve. That's just the
kind of
kid he is.
Yeah, Wesley's going to start college at 14.
He thinks he's the same age as Max and Theo. That's the problem that we face.
Maturity-wise, they're all about the same. Right now. So
I love this product. I can't recommend it more highly.
And it's one of those things that all the moms at the park or the campground are like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is.
We have a couple quick games to recommend, okay? Because what's an RV trip without some card games or some board games, some rainy day, backups? And you know what? We play these outside, too, around the picnic table. So we really want to recommend a game called Swish. And it's in particular, it's the Swish Junior card game. Retails for $12.99. You can find it online for less than $10. And this is a really fun game. It's durably made. Can you explain how to play it?
Okay, so this, I want to give a shout out. This was recommended to us by one of our listeners. And we do always say, please
do.
Tell us if you have any products that you like. And we had a listener email us and say, we love Spot It. Thank you for listening. That's a game we recommended on one of our other gear guides. They said, we love Spot It. And here's another game that's like that. And when they said that's like that, they meant people of all ages actually have fun.
I enjoy the heck out of Swish.
Okay, so this game really plays on spatial reasoning, which, you know, the teacher in me likes. You lay out cards in three rows of four, and then you look for cards that match. But they don't actually match like... Exactly.
The shapes match and they overlap.
No, well,
you're filling in the
outline,
shapes.
Right. So you're looking for the card that has like these certain patterns of outlines.
The outline of a leaf and then the actual
and
leaf.
And the inside of it. So that when you grab one of the cards, you have to lay it over the other card and it makes a complete picture.
Right.
So kids are looking to match up sort of the complete picture. Really good brain activity here, okay? Because it might be flipped upside down or something like that, and they kind of have to reverse the pattern in their heads. So, I mean, this is one of those games that's not just fun. It's also building really good intelligence.
Now, Max and Theo are 6, and at their age, they can totally play. They need the parental referee.
Yes.
They could not pull this off on their own.
It would devolve into a fight. Because you have to, once somebody pairs up the cards and keeps them, the dealer puts out a new card in that spot, but you have to wait till the new card is down before you're allowed to call another
match.
Well,
that was one problem they had, but also somebody would make false swishes.
Yeah.
Like they would combine three cards and the other person's like, they don't match.
It's not
a swish. So it was, they would fight at this game. But if one of us played with them or was the dealer, it worked fine and they were able to play for a long time. I would say this is probably even a better game for 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds.
And the thing is, it's fun it really is a fun game for parents too.
Absolutely.
And you're looking and you're trying to match it too.
Absolutely. Now, the next game we're going to recommend, I adore this, okay? It's a jumbo checker rug game. It retails for $19.99, but we bought it for $12.99 online. There's a bunch of different companies that make these. This one's by Multiflex Designs, and I'm 99% sure it's made in America. So for $12.99, this is a really big rug. Okay, how big is this rug?
Well, I was, maybe 2x2.
The size of a really small card table.
I think it's like a 2x2.
Okay, so it's bigger than the boxed checkered board game that you get. It's washable, and the checkers are big and sturdy. Everything about this is better than buying the boxed checkers game at like Target or Walmart, which we did for almost the exact same price. And the board, the cardboard board broke, and the checkers were small and flimsy.
Well, these not just big, flimsy. Sturdy. I mean, because they're not going to break. They're going to get lost. That's why you want the bigger checkers, because it's easier to keep an eye on that.
These checkers are like the size of like a peppermint patty or something. I'm sorry. Well, they are. They're like the exact size of like a peppermint patty.
It was like the 80s. I was trying
to, well, what do you call those things? Those York peppermint
patties. York peppermint patties.
It's like the 80s.
I don't know. I feel like
everyone is like listening to Van Halen and eating peppermint patties. What do you mean it's like the 80s?
I feel like it's an old-fashioned candy, kind of, right?
Maybe because you haven't had one since the 80s.
I feel like my grandmother liked peppermint patties.
It's a perfect analogy because they are the exact same size. Okay.
Okay.
Now, why is this perfect for an RV family? It's so easily stored because it's not in a big, clunky box. It comes in a plastic, like kind of like a Ziploc bag, and so it's so much easier to kind of shove it into a storage area. And it's a fairly sturdy plastic bag, and it has the instructions for all different types of checker
types
games.
Of them,
it's kind of like bizarre offshoots of checkers, which the boys love.
They do. They like the fox and the geese. And okay, now, so there's different ones.
Strangely enough, we had so many great memories RVing this summer. One of my favorite memories is sitting outside with them at the picnic table and playing on this checkers game.
Yeah.
And it's great for sprawling out on the floor and just throwing this down on the floor.
So a lot of the time when the boys were getting a little bonkers in the morning or whatever, and we were still like maybe making breakfast or trying to get ourselves out, we would be like, go outside on the outside rug and play a game.
And they can't play Swish together. They can play checkers together.
Right. So they would go outside. Now, I love the fact that this is washable. I think that's really important. If they put it out on the ground, if something spills on it, or if it just gets like the leaves or, the little pine needles that get on things everywhere at a campsite, it is so easy to wash. That's important.
And for $12.99, it's my pick of the show for the Fall Gear Guide.
Okay.
It's my favorite item here because it's such a great value for the price. It's so perfect for an RV family. Your pick of the show, you almost forgot.
No, I did because I was just,
because we love all of these items.
Yeah. My pick of the show is the grill. I mean, and you probably could have guessed that based on my description of it. I was so happy to have a great functioning grill this summer and to be able to use it and to be able to put meat on it and vegetables on it that came off tasting like they should taste.
And we've been RV owners for over 5 years and we never upgraded our grill from the RVQ. So this one felt like a long time coming before we finally plunked down the money on it. And it was so worth it to buy this grill.
I'm excited because I just feel like I'm going to use it even more and more and more in the future. I'm getting a stand.
We got to get the kitchen so we can review that on the next Gear Guide.
Yep, I'm going to get my kickstand for it. I talked to some people at the campground about ones they like because that's what I do before I buy anything.
Right.
And I love it. I'm just so happy to be cooking a little more at the campground.
The whole family's happy, so thank you very much. Thank you, podcast listener, for joining us for our Fall Gear Guide. If you have any great tips for gear that you love, write in and we can mention it on next week's show.
Yeah, and our next Gear Guide will be
our Christmas
holiday.
Gear Guide. Will we use that funky Christmas reggae music again?
I don't know. I'll have to listen to it again.
You don't remember it. You've forgotten. If you like the funky reggae Christmas music, write in and let us know
from
the last one. Thank you for joining us.
And don't forget to put in your email address for the giveaway for the Camp Casual Kids dish set.
And don't forget, we have a 15% off coupon code going for all of the posters, prints, mugs, t-shirts, all the stuff they have at theseeamericaproject.com. Use that coupon code and get yourself something for Christmas.
Talk to you next week.
Cheers.